Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, Kelly, I am ready to rock and roll. I'm curious. I'm excited. We have some extraordinary ladies with us today. We have Jenny and Bonnie from Enchanted Boutique. And I think you have a question that you've been itching to ask them. So I'm going to pass it back to you.
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions. Because okay. By the way, Jenny, how many days till Disney?
28.
Okay, so Jenny is going to be going to Disney World. Disney World, right?
Yep.
Okay. And which is just it is magical. But going to their store for someone like me is kind of like going to Disney World, because you walk in the door and you're like, ooh, 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 ooh. I have to not touch and smell and want to open portals and all that fun, beautiful stuff in your store because it's magical, right?
Yes.
Okay, you haven't seen it since we got more stuff out.
I haven't. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay. First off, let's just hit this. EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com. Okay. Just go there. Seriously, just go to the website, experience the goodness. Oh my goodness, you guys. Okay. So, Bonnie,
yes.
Jenny, why, what called you to open a store?
It's her fault.
Okay, great.
we're already playing the blame game.
We're already playing the blame game, but this is good because we're keeping it in the family. But tell us why, because you're not just having four walls that are purple and some carpet and a little bit of water, but you have all of these beautiful, just it's books and decks and crystals, and it's all these little nooks and crannies that you just want to go have these little experiences at. And then you break to the layer of practitioners, and it's sensory awesomeness.
Overhaul, yes.
Okay, so it's your fault, Jenny. It's your fault. Tell me more.
2009, we were watching Ghost Hunters and all those wonderful shows, and got involved in watching, wanting to do the paranormal thing. 2010, we started going to events. 2011, we started vending at those events because we wanted to be able to pay for them. 2013, someone likes carrying huge salt lamps. 2014, we solved the problem. We got the store.
Oh, my goodness.
Not saying Jenny likes salt lamps, but she does like salt lamps. So that's how the store came about.
Salt lamps. So what drives you to, what gravitates you towards to salt lamps?
Oh, the energy they put off.
Do you have salt lamps all over your
house? So I have to cut in.
Brian's
really
going to cut in.
No, because I bought my brother's girlfriend a salt lamp for Christmas. And I bought it because I know quite a bit about salt and the beautiful, minerals that it has and all that good stuff, especially sea salt,
mm-hmm.
Or actually specifically sea salt. We're not talking about table salt here.
No. So,
but I have no idea really anything more than that, other than on the box it said something like,
"Don't lick it.
Helps purify the air. Do not add on top of pizza," and some other things. But please tell me more about why that was the best Christmas gift ever.
You missed my licking the salt lamp.
Is that what happened?
That's what I was doing, just to let everybody on air know that I was being silly.
You're going to get parched really quickly, Kelly.
I am going to get parched, but then I have my beautiful water, so it's okay. Okay. What? Tell us more.
Salt lamps are good to purify the air. Just the relaxing colors of it also helps.
That's fantastic.
It's a nice way to fall asleep, too. Unfortunately, my husband does not believe this.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
I don't have one in my bedroom.
Kind of dynamic.
And I love the deep voice coming in ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. But
I have met, so quickly, I was really born into the health and wellness, holistic mindfulness, even some of the spiritual world that you two embody so graciously. And I've met so many people over the years where they're so passionate about these worlds, and they have a partner that just it's non-existent in. So how are you so curious in this world? How are you professional in this world? How do you offer so much service and generosity? And then how does that play? How does that play in your life?
Hey, honey, I'm going to go buy $10,000 of salt lamps, okay? You're going to see this charge go on the credit card, but I promise you, it's magical.
Well, luckily, my husband totally supports it. He's been in it throughout his whole life. Her husband, my dad, is complete opposite. Doesn't believe.
Yeah. Tom was the one who, when we started doing paranormal investigating and going to events, would say, get a life. It's not real. But he's also the one who's had near-death experiences and has talked to spirits in his zoning out in whatever you want to call it. He's talked to my parents. He's talked to his dad. And then he tells me about it, and it's like, it's not real.
So just to let everyone know, Jenny and Bonnie are the mother and daughter duo of yes. Enchanted Boutique. Mm-hmm. So if you hear any of that, I just want to like connect the dots for people who might be like, oh, I used to work for my father for 17 years, and we had to do a little bit of that dance throughout our time together. So I just wanted to do that for people. Salt lamps, who knew? So tell me about the store, because you're not doing it just like other metaphysical stores, and you truly are a boutique. You are truly an experience. I know you probably get sent all of these different samples and approached by vendors.
Oh, yes.
And right? And tell me about that process, because your store is carefully curated. There's nothing that's just happenstance. Or if it is, don't tell us that, because it doesn't look like that.
No, it's not. I'm really a Minnesota-based business. When we get a lot of people coming in that are Minnesota people, we have a whole corner now in the store, plus some other areas that are Minnesota-based or even Wisconsin-based. We know quite a few different people, and we are trying to help their businesses too.
You're very pro small business.
I am.
I get that from you. We didn't have this conversation. Yeah. I really you embody that, and that's
one
yummy.
Of our big sellers is the Shadowwick candles. She was a customer. I found out she was doing candles for friends, custom order candles. So then she started doing Etsy. I'm going, why aren't they in my store? We've carried them ever since.
And then now we have Moxie Malas, which is based out of Fridley, which is intention bracelets and malas.
She just did a class with you guys a couple days ago, didn't she?
Nope, April 30th.
I'm sorry. There's so much coming on. But yeah, that intrigued me. I was like, oh my gosh, that's
You can
fantastic.
Go make your own. She'll teach you about the chakras, what intention making is, and then you make your own intention bracelet at the end of the class on the 30th.
Okay, and let's give Jessica a little bit of shout out. So it's Jessica. Oh,
yeah. Jessica of Moxie Malas. It's moxiemalas.com, I believe. We have all of her bracelets, all of her malas in the store right now. We just happened to meet her at a paranormal convention last July, and ever since, we are one of her top sellers now.
Well, and I've got to say, her class is awesome. That's how the newest exclusive came about for Enchanted.
Yes.
I sat in the class. We knew we were going to be moving. I wanted something for new beginnings. She's talking about the different stones, which I already knew some of the stuff, but I'm making a list, writing down the stones that I want to put into the necklace. So I designed it, but my time's a little busy.
You're not busy.
So I don't have time to actually make jewelry like I used to. So I said, well, you do this for us for another exclusive Moxie. So we now have that coming out on the 23rd of April.
Good.
And which you've already got one.
I do, and I almost wore it today, but actually, so I'm really weird about my stones. These two wanted to play together today.
That's how it works.
I don't know why. They, wanted to play. I had it on, and it was like, nope, not today. So I popped it on. I was like.
Yep. So it's a great way to go to those classes and design something specifically for what your intent is instead of grabbing one off the wall. And her tags are awesome because every tag has a stone listed with the
intention.
Purpose of that stone.
So for everyone listening who, well, I'll just speak for myself. Moxie malas, shadow wick candles. I am excited, but I'm not really sure what those are. Can we talk about what they are? I want to know so much more.
These shadow wick candles are created with intent. She does a plan. She does schedules on them. She has herbs, oils, sometimes crystals within them. But she has this really thought-out process when she's making her candles. In fact, that's another candle that's coming out on the 23rd, one that I asked her specifically to do for Enchanted's New Beginnings. And we got a large pillar, a 3x6 pillar, and we started burning it when we first got it, when we were setting up the store in January. It filled the whole space. Now, we have a small space of 8,500 square feet, and it's unbelievable how you could smell it all
and
over.
And that one candle filled all 8,500 square feet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The scent was awesome, and it just
carried. Do you have a bestseller scent?
Well, all of hers are one of a kind. She usually only makes one of each thing she makes, so each one is unique for her company.
So when I ask her to do an exclusive like this, she's doing it for a limited number, and that's it. Yeah. Usually she'll have some sort of plan. She usually does not remake a lot of her candles, and she does custom candles too.
Do the candles come with a custom, like, card to describe the custom ingredients?
Yes.
Could you talk a little more about that?
Her card lists all the herbs, the intent, the purpose, any stones, stuff like that, what herbs,
oils.
What oils. She is very
specific.
Yeah, she is. And like I said, most of them do have schedules drawn on them. So that schedule is specifically for that intent. And she does it for the Sabbath. She does it for new moon, full moon, that type of thing. She's done chakra candles for us. She does tarot-related candles every once in a while. She's done a variety. A lot of protection type things. A lot of deities.
Well, and I can just imagine, I mean, just hearing you speak about these, just two vendors that you have with just such support and love and passion. So that just shows what you guys do as you're carefully curating your store. So you were in White Bear Lake. You moved to Maplewood, right across from Maplewood Mall and Beam Avenue. And you're settling.
We're settling, yes.
Finally.
We're finally setting. So we do not have a lot of time until we go into our next segment, but I want people to know that you moved, you set up, and then what happened?
We had a sprinkler system burst, which made us very, very sad, very frustrated. We are recuperating from that. In fact, carpets were laid throughout the whole store. Finally finished up after 2 weeks, and we are finally getting merchandise back out. We had opened on the 2nd of February. The sprinkler went on the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, and if you think about it, for every small business owner in the AM 950 community, love was sprinkling in the air. Just imagine.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
It was more like a waterfall.
Being a small business owner and doing that move and getting everything set up, and then everything, and then this coming down. That is such a huge event, undertaking.
Yes.
And because you're in the metaphysical, paranormal, intuitive community, and you have all these practitioners, which we'll jump into for the next segment, what were you hearing from people when they're like, you had so much water? Like, what have different things of advice have people been giving you?
They've been saying it was like just like last cleansing of the space. I was like, yeah, 3 inches, 4 inches of water on the floor is just very cleansing.
Yeah. Well, and you are manifesting a new beginning.
Yes. God. One of the things that I heard from somebody was, it's meant to be. Things happen for a reason. And it's like, oh, cliche? Mm-hmm. You know, really? But she also added that things are going to be a hell of a lot better. than you ever imagined before.
There we
it's
go.
Just going to be a final cleansing. And the space that it ended up in, we combined two spaces, by the way. It was a medical facility. So we had all that medical feel. So that cleansing finally did it.
I think it's beautiful. Okay. I didn't have to go through it. I intuitively, when I came in, I got that. Oh my gosh, so much we can go into our next segment. This is the Kelly and Brian Being Curious show. We're with Jenny and Bonnie, enchantedboutiquemn.com. Thank you, and we'll be back. We are on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Welcome back. This is Being Curious with Brian and Kelly. We are here. We are having fun. We are exploring and being curious. And as we're talking about these incredible products that you have in your store, you mentioned that there are these two that you've talked about. We just talked about the candles. But what about the Moxie one that we touched on?
Moxie-mala
is special about that.
Crystal, they're
Moxie-malas.
Yes.
There we go.
What's
so special about those?
Each one she designs herself. There's an intention behind it. So it's like master healer for anyone that does like healing is really good for that one. There's heal my heart for like when we had some family deaths, we gave them to the sisters and the family to heal their hearts from that tragic loss. There's zodiacs. There's a whole bunch of different collections she has. She has so many. But each one has a specific intention, and you can just feel the energy coming off those bracelets and the malas.
I'm very, very, very picky about my crystals, and when I was at your store, I put it on, and it just felt yummy. And I wanted to know more about Jessica and Moxie Malas after experiencing time at Enchanted Boutique. So that's just, I love to be able to share that. It's just awesome. You guys are not only having a grand opening April 23rd through 30th, which unfortunately this show is going to probably air right afterwards, but there is a May 14th event coming up. So you're opening your doors, you're having a grand opening, and putting on event. And yes. I know that's just one of the things you're doing. So tell us, bring us to May 14th. Tell us about it. Tell us about just, I know it's at the, is it Maplewood YMCA Community Center?
Yes.
Beautiful. And you're just having this beautiful offering of practitioners and vendors. I'm going to stop now and I'm going to give the floor to you.
So May 14th from 10 to 5, we will have our Enchanted Expo. It's $5 admission. We have 11 different speakers throughout the day starting at 10:30. We have two gallery readings, one by Michelle Jacobson and one by Arne, throughout the day. Those each are $40 per person to join, and we're going to cap it to about 10 people per gallery reading.
What is a gallery reading?
A gallery reading is when a group of people come into a room, and if they want their questions to be asked, Michelle or Arne will hopefully get through most of them. They will answer their questions with spirit coming through their own way. And then it's just like a group reading.
To clarify, they're both are psychic mediums. So they have able to cross over the veil and hear what the voices are telling them, the spirits are talking.
So is your intent, if you're curious about coming to this gallery reading, which, by the way, both readers that you guys have lined up are amazing. Is it to speak with someone that has transitioned? Is it, hey, here's my life goals. Am I going to go find love? Like, what do you think is the best way to bring your intentions to a gallery or your gallery that you're having?
I would say think of like a question, if it's someone with that past or if it's like a life question, and you can ask it. And if their spirit has, if someone comes through and answers that question with them, then Michelle or Anne will answer it there at their gallery reading.
That's fantastic. So you're having two gallery readings, 11 speakers.
Yes.
How many vendors?
I think we're up to 42 vendors, including the Edge magazine.
Woo woo! Absolutely.
Yes. We have different psychics, different healers, different readers, vendors selling merchandise. Shore Venity will be there. We have our Enchanted Boutique will have a table there. My friend Willie Atkins from Illinois will be there with his films that he has made in the past.
Earth House will be there.
Earth House will be there.
One thing, too, on the 14th, the shop will be closed. Sorry, guys, but we can't be at two places.
No, you can't.
So, yeah, we have a ton of different vendors and healers and psychics coming in for that expo, and it's going to be amazing.
Now, have you had, and I'm sorry, I don't know this, but is this the second or third annual, or is this just a
This is our fourth one.
Your fourth one. Okay, beautiful.
We started out in 2016 with Tiffany Johnson telling me at an event in January at a gallery reading. I asked her what she saw in the future for Enchanted, and she goes, "You are going to do this amazing event." And I'm going, "Oh, shoot." Came back to the shop, got it lined up. I had a provider helping us, got it done. Tiffany was our guest speaker at that one. She said if we ever did another one, she wanted to be there. So in 2017, we did two of them, and they were rocked. The venue that we had was a little too small. So
now we have the big community center. So we have two breakout rooms, big ballroom, and then some of the vendors will be in the hallway. So as you come in, you will see your vendors as you arrive. You can get a glimpse at the check-in table and be able to walk around.
So not only are you doing this as an event, but as a part of your new space, your new 8,500 square feet on Bean Avenue, you're welcoming practitioners on a regular basis. One thing that you were looking for is space that had large enough and private rooms.
Yes.
So you could bring these practitioners in. Tell me more about that, because that's, I know, really important to your business model.
Right now we have four provider rooms at the new shop. Each one is an element. So we have earth, water, air, and
fire.
Four provider rooms. Our providers are in at least once a week, if not more. A couple of them are in a couple times a week. We have psychics, we have mediums, we have Reiki healers, we have past life regressions, we have rune readings, we have bone throwing sessions. So we have a variety of different services available on our daily basis, including aura readings. So.
Along with Reiki, several different kinds of Reiki. I've got to say, we brought up water already, but
let's bring it up again.
With the elements in play for these rooms, the room that got hit was not the water room.
It was the fire.
It was the earth room. Explain that one. Did we label that one wrong?
Probably. I mean, in the water room, have you guys seen those, the new, I don't know if they're new, but they're drums and they have the little beads in them and you can just, they make the waves.
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, a friend of mine just started doing that kind of healing therapy. So she's a Reiki master and then she'll take that drum and she'll just do it over your body. But that's a whole bunch of water. You either might have this
it's
calming reaction to it, or you might jump off the table and want to. Firefighter outfit.
We've sort of wondered about water lately. So, but we do have an event coming up in the shop, the sound healing.
May 7th.
Yeah.
May 7th.
So tell us more about that.
Elizabeth will be coming in doing a 1-hour sound healing meditation session.
It's a group thing.
Yeah. It's a very group thing. She'll play her singing bowls and walk you through a meditation. May 7th, 2 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
I believe it's $50 per person.
Okay.
That's we do special events like this all the time. So we're always looking for new people who are not even providers in our shop, somebody who wants to bring something in.
So how do you find new practitioners and new vendors? Because I know a part of this community, they're going to be curious and they're going to want to connect with you. So how do you do that vetting process?
So we have them email contact at enchantedboutiquemn.com, set up a meeting with the owner, which is often with me and my mom. We'll have them go through what they do, bring any of the tools they use in, and then talk to them, and we decide collectively if it's a good fit.
Yeah. So you guys are known for crystals, candles, oils, and so many other products. You have your offerings of tarot and psychic and aura readings and Reiki. What I almost get like that you need, like when you walk in the door, like, have you ever been here before? Okay, you need your cheat sheet. You need to go over here, right? So what do you recommend? Because I'm sure that when someone walks through the doors, you know just from their expression, this is their first time.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And a lot of people are going, oh, my gosh, you've got so much stuff. And sometimes they don't have enough time. So we say, come on back, because we always have something good. We always bring new stuff out. We've had stuff in the last 2 weeks that we had to wait for to get out. So we've got tons of new stuff that we've been stockpiling in the warehouse waiting for the work to be done. So it's going to be fun.
Do you find that your store energetically attracts people that this might be their first step into the world of tarot cards and candles and energetics and spirituality? Or do you find that those people who are already in that world are attracted to your store, or is it a mix?
It's a total mix. We get a lot of newbies. We get a lot of people who have been doing it for years.
What's it like? What's it like, you know, when someone, and this is their first experience, like what's it like when you see their face, or what are some of the things that those people say when they come into your store?
That you can say on air.
A lot of them come in and say, wow, you have totally upgraded in space, right? And it's so much more open and we can have a lot more product. And
everybody loves the energy.
The energy is amazing.
It's a calming energy. Some people just come in to relax and feel the crystals. And I know some places have crystals in bags, which I don't understand. We have a ton of crystals. Only because I love crystals. I'm addicted. I'm sorry. But I am. So it's really fun that way. But we get a lot of people looking for new things.
People just drive past and see the sign. And
yeah, I've
in.
Never been here.
Do you find that oftentimes children, when you compare adults across the board, their energy is so much more pure because they're not, you know, they haven't had all these experiences of being an adult. Do you find that a lot of children are like very attracted to your store?
Oh, and yes.
Yes.
My daughter, who's 4 now, has grown up in the store helping customers. Now she's to the point that if a customer comes in and is looking at stones, she often goes and helps her find the customer finds the stone that they're looking for. And the customer's like, yes, that's what I need. And it's like, she's 4. She doesn't quite understand, but she could pick out stones for that customer and help. So I think the energy is definitely there for children to come in and feel welcomed and not be, I don't even know what the words
are. People are afraid to bring their kids in. Oh. And it's like, no, we welcome kids. We do ask that you keep them in control sometimes, but
do you know how many kids I'll grab them or I'll be around them and they want to grab my crystals? And because they're just drawn
to
the crystals.
Kids love crystals.
They love crystals.
Oh, yes.
And then they have my necklace or my bracelet and I just get nervous. I've had many of them break. Thank goodness I know how to fix them, but it's just like, oh, and they just want to grab them and they just want to touch them and they don't know why, but they're just like, oh, I want this.
Yep.
So crystals are – so what would you say the top 3 things that bring people to your store? I would say crystals.
Oh, crystals, totally.
Probably your providers and the services that we offer.
What advice as a fellow crystal addict takes one to know one. What's your best advice? Because to when it comes to crystals,
I have a new idea. Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
You guys should have a crystal support group at your store.
Okay, let's do it.
Because Kelly is going to lead groups in droves. This is I'm telling you,
Kelly can lead that group.
What are you guys going to call yourself? So C.
You came up with another hashtag for another show that we did. Like, yeah. You're
CAA, like, Crystal Addicts Anonymous. There we go. Gosh. You're the Ka. The
There's no reason to be afraid of saying what your crystal addiction is, though.
Right. This is a much better addiction than, let's say, cigarettes or anything else. This is actually a good addiction.
I love when someone's like, so what crystal do you have in your bra today? And I'm like, ooh, which one?
I still can't figure out why people would put a crystal on their bra. I have them in my pockets. I have them on me.
I don't always wear pockets. But yes, then you forget about it at the end of the night, and you're like, oh, that's where they are.
I'm sorry. So now Kelly's going to do a
hear a story about
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I just told people that I actually don't have any crystals in my bra today, okay? Just letting you know.
You have them on your wrist.
I have them on my wrist. They were very clear on what crystals were allowed to be were allowed to play today. Okay, so we touched a little bit on crystals. We do have to go to break, but I'm serious. Like, what can we do as people are – because you don't want them just to go on Amazon and just go, tiger's eye, that looks cool, hee, hee, hee. There's ceremony with it, right?
Yes. Right. Okay, so you have to feel the energy.
You have to feel the energy.
You have to let it pick you, number one.
There you go.
Love that.
Okay. We are on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. We're with Bonnie and Jenny from EnchantedBoutiqueMN.com. It is Kelly and Brian. Brian and Kelly, it's interchangeable. We're being curious. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm like, I can't do that.
Welcome back to Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. We're having so much fun with Bonnie and Jenny. Their store in Minnesota is Enchanted Boutique. They have just, well, technically, they are just about to relaunch, reopen. They have a big event coming up in May. And we are talking about all of the incredible experiences that people have when they come into your store. Do you have a story of maybe like a favorite story you love to tell of someone or a family? Or just an experience that someone had in your store where you were just like, gosh, I freaking love what I do.
Oh, God, there's so many.
I was about to say.
But it's fun to watch people's faces when they're picking up crystals and they don't know why they're picking it up. They don't even know if they need it. But suddenly you start reading the description from a book because, yeah, I know crystals, but I can't remember them all. We have too many crystals.
Come on, Bonnie. Aren't there like thousands of crystals with thousands of meanings?
Just
come
a few.
On. Just,
yeah.
Just come on.
So, and then they'll go, oh, that's why. And it's just that realization that there is a reason that that stone was talking to them.
Well, and you're creating the safe space for people to be curious. And they can go over and it doesn't matter the size. I mean, I've found little crystals that were just super tiny and that they were like, they'll like clear out a room with their, and then you'll find these big things that you're like, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Right? But we have a variety of sizes. You
know? You do.
Including that great big 3D amethyst that we brought home from Denver.
That Kelly wants it.
Yeah. I
had a hard time walking past it because it just kind of called, it just was like, hello, hello, hello. So how do you help, people? So they walk in, they've never experienced crystals before. How do you guide them? Like, how does your team go, okay, listen to the whisper, touch, grab, don't drop, don't break. But how do you, is that just like case by case? Do you just, is the space just set up for that? I mean, like, what do you recommend?
Space is really set up to just do that. Like, they're all laid out. Mostly all alphabetical. We just tell people go touch, feel, go to where you're drawn the most and see why it's speaking to you.
Absolutely.
My favorite thing to tell somebody who's looking at crystals for the first time, or even later, you know, don't look at the purdies. Feel the energy of the stone.
Oh, gosh,
let
yes.
that drive your feelings of what you're going to get. Some people bring in a list. Some people have no idea what they're looking for.
Right.
And it's like, okay, this is what you need. Listen to the stones because play with them. If it feels good, there probably is a reason you need it.
Right.
If you don't like the feel, put it down. It's not one you're going to bring home because it's telling you right there, it's not for you. It doesn't want work with you. And we've had people that it just felt bad. It just, the tingle was not a good tingle. And then other people, they get this really warm, fuzzy feeling from stuff. And I'm addicted to amethyst. I always get good feelings from that. Mm-hmm. Although I've had one piece bite me.
Really?
And actually, it's in the store.
Well, maybe you were supposed to buy it for somebody else.
That's what I figured, but it's an awesome piece, and it's quite nice. So
I'll have – I couldn't wear shungite for the longest time. Like, I'd put it on, and it would just – It would just turn my wrist or what I was wearing just numb, and it was like, get off me. But this should be great. This should mm-hmm. feel – but it
yeah.
just doesn't.
It's protection. It's removing all that EMF stuff. So
– like, I know.
It's a good thing.
But
sometimes not. And it could be just that one stone.
Right.
Where if you pick up another one, it's going to feel great. So you have to play with the stones.
Well, and I'll normally, if it's like a box of some smaller, like little tumbled ones, I'll say, okay. And it's almost like they'll jump out and they'll be like, me, and start playing with them. And mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. a dork. I'm a total, like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just fun. But
stones talk. You have to listen.
Yeah. Well, but then also, yours are really clean, and like I think you can also pick up on stones that have been touched by all these different people and then all their different energies. So mm-hmm. there's we should just do a show on crystals. Something that you guys are also setting up is a newsletter. Tell us about the newsletter that you guys are, because it's practitioners, it's new products, it's what's going on in the store. I mean, you guys are creating like this. It's not that you're just creating it, but you're creating this beautiful community that's very interactive and an experience.
Most definitely. It gets sent out twice a month, one in the beginning, one during the middle. We're adding articles from the providers that we have. That's a new thing the last couple times. We've added new articles. We have upcoming events, sales, events that we will be at. Being a vendor at.
What ones are coming up, just to give some selfless plugs for the events that you're also partnering with?
We will be in Gettysburg in August, which is out in Pennsylvania. And then we'll be in Atlanta in September. We'll be at Michigan in August as well.
Another Paracon.
Yes, a lot of Paracons.
One of the things with the newsletter, though, too, we're doing weekly coupons.
Nice.
Every Sunday, I've been setting up a coupon that's usually good for a week. This week's, we sent it out on Sunday. It's good for 2 weeks, and it overlaps the anniversary sale. But normally, we're picking out one type of item or something and featuring that item with a discount. And on our email list, which you can do through when you purchase something – in the store, when you get your receipt, get it emailed to you. You can also go to our website and Facebook to sign up for the newsletter. But it goes out, and it's good for a week, and you get the special deal.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, that's just fun.
Yeah. And then we also have birthday coupons that go out with that email. So...
Can I have birthdays once a month?
No.
Why not?
Because you're only born one time a year.
Which dimension?
True.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which life? Simultaneous?
Which moon cycle?
Which moon cycle are we on?
We have enough specials. You'll figure it out.
I know. So you guys were recently on, because I know the paranormal community is beautiful, and Greg from Ghost Box Radio had Jenny, but not Bonnie. But Bonnie was here
energetically, right? You were on the property.
In spirit, I was here. And I actually was listening in after I finally woke up, but Greg's probably going to shoot me.
Oh, okay. Greg's a great guy. So tell us about that experience, being on the show, being a part of that community, and that inspired your store. Mm-hmm. And that's where a lot of your curiosities are. And then we're going to just segue beautifully into the new Jenny column that she's having with the Edge magazine. There's a method to my madness. Just a little bit. So go.
We got into the paranormal in 2009, watching Ghost Hunters, all the TV shows. Finally did an investigation in 2011.
Okay, wait. What's an investigation like? Okay, so you go from watching that. I'm sure there was a little binge watching going on.
Oh,
okay.
God, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's totally not like on TV. Come on, guys. Yes. Those shows are filmed over several days, not for just that hour.
So that we jumped into investigating, which is just going to a haunted location like the Palmer House, the Grant House, Waverly Hills, wherever you feel drawn to, and just speaking to the spirits, having the equipment like an EMF meter, voice recorder is the most important because spirit can talk to you vocally through their realm and implant it onto the voice recorder. And then you just hang out and talk with the spirits all night. It's really fun. Like, lately, I've been really doing the Estes method, which is you have a blindfold on, you have headphones on, and you just listen to the spirit box or listen to your inner spirit and see what messages come through. I often get really trance, and it gets me a while to get out of the trance, but I get the most information from spirit that way.
And the people who are on the team with us are actually asking the spirit's ghost while she's got the mask on and the headphones on.
You're just in your flow.
So she has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And we get the answers through Jenny. And it's quite interesting.
Yes.
When we were at the Palmer House, we didn't ask about it, but they brought up a certain paranormal investigator from TV and said, no, don't come back. No, stay away. Mm-hmm. And then I asked about another paranormal investigator from TV. And he's a friend of ours, Steve Gonzalez. And they said, yes, Steve.
I was about to say, I feel goodness coming on if you're going to.
Yeah. Steve and friend Tango. And we had just saw Steve in Duluth.
Yep.
And we had mentioned to Kelly and Steve that they need to get Steve back to the Palmer House because they've investigated there before.
Right.
And it was really funny because they came up with this, you know, and it's like, okay. So next time we saw them, Steve, you need to get back to the Palmer House, talk to Kelly, because the ghosts are asking for you.
Right.
Yes. So. Yeah, I've been to Waverly Hills, which is one of the most haunted places right now.
How was that?
It was amazing. The second time was just a quick tour. The first time I went by myself with friends without my mom. Really wasn't open psychically at the time. Second time, I was more open and had an experience that makes me not want to go back, but at the same time makes me want to go back. But I'm not going to go back until their owners have their venue or their place back in their hands. Right now, there's a little legal action happening because they were kicked off the property. If you want more information, go to SaveWaveHills.com.
Please do. They need your support.
But I've been to Bobby Mackey's. I've been to Gettysburg. I've been to some of the most haunted places.
Do you ever get scared?
The second time I went to Waverly definitely scared me because I was psychically attacked.
Okay.
And I had to call on St. Michael to help her.
Yeah.
Bring out the big guns.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I've done that a few times to help my daughter.
We went to the OR and I felt like my chest was being ripped open, tubing going down into my lungs, and I walked out and all I saw was shadows circling me, touching me, and at that point I was more open than I was the first time, and it was overwhelming. It took me about 4.5 hours to finally calm down.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are going back to Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee in July, and we can't wait. That was probably the best investigation we ever did, and that was 2013.
Yeah. So what is this is where I wish Greg was here. What does an investigation look like? Because, I mean, I know we see what you see on TV.
It's a lot of sitting around.
Okay. I would assume that there's a lot of sitting around.
It can be very boring. It could be really active.
Because they might not just come on demand.
No. Right. They're not.
We should do a show with us and Greg on your show.
We should. Greg, put in the call out, man.
Yes. Yeah.
But now I'm doing an article for Kelly and the Edge magazine based on paranormal haunted locations. The first one is in the next edition and the Palmer House. I'm super excited for it.
For people that don't know about the Palmer House, give us a little bit of information so we can create that interest.
The Palmer House is located in Sauk Center, Minnesota. It's a old hotel. It goes back over a couple hundred years.
A hundred years at least.
St. Clair Lewis, who is an author here in Minnesota, wrote some of his books in the Palmer House. Mm-hmm. He worked in the Palmer House. It's very haunted. There's a couple of spirits, Lucy and Raymond, that love to play tricks on hotel guests, love to interact in the basement.
There's a couple kid ghosts that love to play with you.
There's some spirits of dogs down in the basement. Kelly, who is the owner, is the most sweetest person you will ever meet. She welcomes you with full open arms. Her staff is amazing. The food there is amazing. The hotel atmosphere is just like, when you walk in, you feel like you're at home.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's just amazing. And like, she still has the original stained glass windows in the hotel.
Oh, good for her. It sounds like she does that with love. Like, that's her passion.
That is
like,
her baby.
That is so amazing. Okay, so we have that going on. We have your store. We have events. We have your newsletter. Everybody, how do people sign up for your newsletter?
Through Facebook or our website, or when they're in a shop, get the email receipt.
Okay.
So, yes.
Be added that way.
And you guys are very active on social media. I'm very impressed. I don't know who's doing it. But
Mostly Jenny. I don't have time.
Well, I know you don't have time. That's why I'm so impressed that you guys are doing what you're doing. Oh, my goodness. We've covered
so
much.
Check out the Facebook page.
Check out this Facebook page. Yep. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay, so just to run it, and I know the grand opening's going to happen before we have this the show air, but please just go check out enchantedboutiquemn.com. They're right across the street from Maplewood Mall on Beam Avenue, 1860.
Yeah, 1860 Beam Avenue. See the Enchanted Boutique sign up by the road. It's all pretty, all purple.
Yeah.
We have not got one on top of the building yet. We're working on that, but
it'll come.
Things
You've been
will
dealing
happen.
With lots of stuff. Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys, I just want to thank you, and not only supporting this show, but supporting the Edge. We just adore you, and we're just so excited for what's to come next.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Jenny and Bonnie, enchantedboutiquemn.com. It's the Being Curious show with Kelly and Brian, AM 950. The progressive voice of Minnesota. Thanks, you guys. We did it.
Yay.
Have a fantastic one.